This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. Head coach Spencer Carberry joins us at 8:45 here on the Junkies. We'll talk about their game last night, which didn't end great. Overtime loss, but I believe that's a point, right?
It's definitely a point.
And they've got a ton of points.
Mm-hmm. Got a point.
Leaves 103 at this point and counting.
Was huge. He's six away. It came with about 4 minutes left, so it helped them secure a point.
Mm-hmm. So that is coming up at 8:45. Also, we have carryover because on Game Show Wednesday, we gave away just one prize. So we said this, at 8:25, we're going to give you another crack, but you're going to have to earn it. We're going to do a little Junkies trivia, reward the loyal listeners.
That's good.
Ask you questions about the show today. So something that came up earlier or is still to come, that's how we'll hook you. We have the $100 gift card to Metropolitan a Hospitality Group.
Yes, sir.
That's huge. And we have
Open
the tickets
road
to Live and Collective Soul.
So thank you for breakfast, by the way.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Flame.
You know what? A couple of years ago, I started using Waze just in case. And this time, I mean, I put it on super early, and it was like, there's no getting around it. Then I actually list roads. Uh-huh. But in terms of highway to highway to highway, which is how I go,
yeah,
I had to endure multiple crashes.
Some days it happens.
The cars that I passed, I mean, I don't know how somebody lived given those crashes.
Traffic is scary.
Probably didn't.
Got to pay attention.
Probably had some donk-offs.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They didn't describe them as fatal crashes, but they closed the American Legion Bridge for a while. Right. And then one was like on River Road and one was about a mile away. So there was like two crashes within a mile. And then what are you going to do? So you're welcome for the breakfast. Hey.
I crushed it in about 8 seconds.
Yeah, I wasn't able to finish it during the commercial break. I tried. CBS Sports came out with a list of teams they believe are most likely to dethrone the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh.
Now, a lot of these are the teams you would expect, but let me lead off with the honorable mentions. They have a top five.
Can we guess?
This might be disrespectful that they're just an honorable mention. Mm-hmm. Sure, you can guess.
Can you get one of the five honorable mentions?
These are just NFC teams?
Nope.
Just overall.
The entire
overall.
League.
Overall.
Whole league.
Whole league.
Honorable mention.
So basically to we're doing top 10.
To win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Bengals.
The Bengals were not on this list. Actually, they are. Sorry. They're not an honorable mention. They're number two.
They're number two?
They have the Bengals. Mm-hmm. The number two likely team to dethrone.
Wow. That's surprising.
The Philadelphia
Eagles. Houston Texans.
They are on that list. I'll give you the honorable mentions.
All right.
So I felt like this was kind of disrespectful because I would put them in the top five. Valdez, your Ravens don't even make the top five most likely to win a Super Bowl.
They have the Bengals at a better opportunity or better shot to win the Super Bowl than the Ravens?
Yes, sir.
According to CBS Sports. I'm going to bet that Valdez kind of likes the disrespect heading into this.
Do you think it's disrespect?
He's okay with it.
Or do you think it's fair?
I think.
Are they a top five team?
I think the Ravens have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than the Bengals because I don't think the Bengals have done anything really to upgrade their defense, which was a huge problem for them last year. And if they trade away Trey Hendrickson, which I don't know if they're going to do, but if they do, then their defense gets even worse.
The Bengals should worry more about dethroning the Ravens from the AFC North than dethroning the Eagles.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes. That's very surprising.
Considering Joe Burrow 6-1 against Lamar.
Right.
Or Lamar 6-1 against Joe Burrow.
Right.
1-6.
Who put this out?
CBS Sports.
CBS Sports. Okay.
So your number five team, and it makes sense because they were in the AFC Championship game, is the Buffalo Bills.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, it's certainly Bills, in the mix.
They added Joey Bosa. That could upgrade their pass rush if he's healthy.
Right.
If he's
added Joshua Palmer as a receiver. He's not some super stud, but he's speedy. At number four,
Chiefs.
They've got the Detroit Lions.
All right.
Now, the Commanders smashed the Lions in the playoffs, but they had a lot of injuries, especially on defense. They do lose both their coordinators. Right. How big of a deal do you think that is? I mean, I guess we're going to find out. Ben Johnson, EB's favorite coordinator.
I think it's got to be a factor. I think anytime teams lose coordinators.
It will be a factor, but I don't think it's going to be a huge factor.
They hired both guys from within, right?
Did they promote both from within? I'd have to double check hires.
I thought they hired from within.
A bigger deal is Aiden Hutchinson coming back from missing last year. I think that makes a bigger impact
than
either
of
the coordinators.
They got DJ Reed at corner from the Jets, so they improved there. But all right, so I'm fine with that.
Number three teams to most likely dethrone the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl. They
Commanders.
Got the Rams.
Oh.
They've got the Rams, number three. Rams added Devontae Adams, lost Cooper Kupp, added Devontae Adams. I think based on where Cooper Kupp is now, that's an upgrade to add Devontae Adams.
They also have one of the best running backs in the league. His name's Kyren Williams.
That is correct. John Morton is the new OC in Detroit.
Not Johnny Morton.
John Morton. He was with the Lions in 2022, but then he spent the last 2 years in Denver. Now he's back. Wow.
Kind of with
him. Kind of a familiar face.
Yeah. So they like the Rams. I mean, if you look at the Eagles' run in the playoffs, their closest game was against the Rams.
So far, it's the Bills, it's the Rams. Oh, I'm sorry, it's the Lions, it's the Rams.
And you already mentioned the number two team, the Bengals.
And the Bengals. That's surprising to me. And the Chiefs are not on this list so far? All right, so the number one is the Chiefs?
The number one team, they believe.
It's not the Chiefs.
Interestingly, the Chiefs aren't even an honorable mention.
I wonder if it's a local team.
They don't have the Chiefs in the top 10.
That's weird.
They were in the Super Bowl last year.
Really weird.
The Washington Commanders.
Wow. The Washington Commanders.
And that's kind of amazing.
Let's go. I love this.
They have the Commanders basically as the second best team in the NFL.
They love the Laremy Tunsil deal. They love the Deebo Samuel deal.
Mm-hmm.
I love that too. I love Deebo.
And you have to think that Jaden is going to get even better in year two than he was in year one. And year one, was spectacular.
What are your current odds for the Commanders to win the Super Bowl? I think when you went through this a few weeks ago, I feel like they were like the sixth or seventh most favored team.
By the way, they do have the Chiefs in the honorable mention.
Oh, I guess I missed it. Sorry.
Yeah. They've got Tampa, Minnesota, KC, Houston, Green Bay, and Baltimore.
Well, they got a bunch of teams in the honorable mention, actually.
Yeah.
More than I thought.
How are you feeling about
1600 to win the Super Bowl?
Who's the biggest favorite? Obviously the Eagles, but after them,
I don't have the list. I just have what the Commanders are listed.
Oh, I have ESPN's futures. Is that what you want?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have the Chiefs and the Eagles at +600. Then they have the Ravens right behind them at +650.
Yeah.
Then the Bills +700. Then the Lions +850. Then the Niners +30. They have the Niners ahead of the Commanders. And then the Bengals and the Commanders both at +1600.
Yeah, so that's what I was referencing, that they were right around seventh. So that's tied for seventh.
I still take umbrage with the, and I know it means nothing, it's preseason, with the Niners being a bigger favorite with all of their defections and personnel losses.
They did a lot.
I find that shocking that they are
better odds
to win the
Commanders. Kind of overhauling the roster a little bit, yeah.
Well, so the latest in Cincinnati is that they're trying to work a deal out with Hendrickson. So let's just assume he comes back. They basically do seem like they're running it back, because they haven't had, I mean, I'll double check, but their moves have been
their own guys
signing their own guys back.
Mm-hmm. But they're kind of critical. They're still in the prime of their careers easily. Right?
Now they got off to an awful start. They started the season 1-4.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they dug a huge hole and still had a shot to get into
the
playoffs.
What did they finish? Did they finish 9-8 or did they get to 10? Did they get to 10 wins?
I think it was 9.
9?
Double check.
So they're not going to have the world's toughest schedule in terms of those extra games that they throw in there? I don't know.
I feel like that's kind of high that
they have the skins that high. I mean, I love what they've done so far. Really happy with it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm still just kind of scared.
I'm just kind of surprised they have a team behind Washington to dethrone the Eagles when they didn't even make the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the Skins being number one?
I mean, they were NFC Championship and they improved their roster. I mean, are they the top team? I don't know. I mean, it kind of depends on staying healthy. What are they going to do in the draft? What do they do at running back?
I think it helps that they play them twice.
Yep, certainly does.
None of the other teams on that list would play them twice.
So that would help to dethrone
them? You can get home field over them and then make it harder for the Eagles to repeat as Super Bowl champions.
Uh-huh.
I think that the biggest task for them, specifically against the Eagles, is did they do enough defensively by adding these guys to stop Saquon Barkley?
Not yet. They haven't. I don't think.
You just have to hope Barkley doesn't have another 2,000
yard
season.
Here's the overall question. We kind of been talking. Have they closed the gap? I think that they have, just by the losses that Philly has suffered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
I would agree with that.
I think they have closed the gap. It's just to how much? I don't know. And, of course, we're not done. Neither team's done with the draft coming up.
But like you said, when you look at the NFL futures to win the Super Bowl,
they're still like
most of these books, they're 7, 8, 9. They're not 2.
I don't think it's a terrible wager. +1600. You should put a Hunsky on
it. Sounds like something Drab should look into. This is the perfect draft.
He doesn't want to bet on the Commanders.
Maybe not quite the long shot he's used to.
He'd rather bet on the Raiders with Pete Carroll.
Yeah, but he knows he's just lighting money on fire.
Is not nearly long enough.
Right, you like the super long odds. Yeah.
No, I'd rather put $20 on Arkansas to win the national championship.
And what are their odds?
I don't know. $20 will pay me $2,600.
That's so pretty good.
130-1.
That's what are Pete Carroll's and Geno Smith's odds
to win the Super Bowl?
+10,000.
A trillion to one.
+10,000.
That's where he should
put his money. Probably.
You don't want to put $10 on Geno?
Oh, I will before the season starts.
But that would only get you 1,000. If you put 10. Put 100, you get you 10,000.
I'll probably put $10 on.
Put $10 on that?
That can't be right.
That's what I see. That's it.
With the Raiders?
Or any of them. really.
If you want to chime in, do you think the Commanders have closed the gap and are worthy of being crowned number one, most likely to knock off the Philadelphia Eagles, which includes AFC teams?
I mean, they're definitely worthy. The thing that I can't get over in my head is all those last second games that all went in our favor. Like, I just don't think we're going to run the table.
Cardiac
like that.
Commanders?
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to happen. We're not going to be quite as lucky in end-of-game situations.
Now, one of them was a two-point conversion that they stopped right against the Saints.
Yeah.
Then they had the Eagles game where Devontae Smith dropped it.
Yep.
But to their credit, they then drove the ball down and scored.
Well, and Hurts was out.
Can't remember the circumstance, but you remember Neighbors dropped the ball on the sideline.
That was early in the season.
Yeah.
Fourth down. Yep.
Yeah.
That was their first win.
Mm-hmm. They got some breaks.
Then you had the playoff game against Tampa where they won on the last drive after Baker botched the snap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But again, I'll say that Jaden put in those situations, made the plays to get them the dub.
I mean, he's...
They didn't just hand the dubs to the Commanders. The Commanders still had to make plays.
They earned those last second wins.
Right.
What is the cliche, Cakes? Cool as a cucumber? Is that what it is?
Cool as a cucumber.
What did I say? You said
cool as a pepper or something.
No, you said cool as an onion.
Cool as an onion.
This is so old school. EB and I had an appearance where they actually asked us.
It was in Chantilly, Herndon.
We had to play sports.
What's the name of that bar?
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Yeah, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, yeah.
I remember we had to play Sports Jeopardy. And they asked us the question and wrote it down.
Cool as an onion.
EB flashed his card. One. I couldn't believe it.
By the way,
I told you I didn't know. I just guessed.
On FanDuel, you know, is dead last to win the Super Bowl?
Dead last. Hold on. The Jags?
The team that Flame thinks is making the playoffs.
Oh, the Giants.
I didn't say that. I bet on 4-1 odds. It's not like I have great faith. Right.
JP's doing a broad. Somebody's going to surprise you.
Yeah, he's doing that bit.
The Giants.
That's someone will surprise. It won't be the Giants.
That was my take.
Yeah,
but you said that about the Commanders last year.
I was clearly wrong. All of us were.
My Cakes.
Cakes was kind of right.
Valdez, too. Valdez is looking incredulous. Well, he was all over the Commanders, too.
Okay, but no one thought they were going NFC Championship.
I thought... Double-digit wins. I was kind of grasping.
With an asterisk. Remember that?
I do remember that. But you didn't have the cojones to really bet the 11.
Yes, you guys thought they were going to the playoffs, but they still surprised everybody.
Right. Of course.
Yes.
Never forget the asterisk.
Turns out Jaden is a superstar. They drafted a superstar at number 2.
He certainly played like that.
The Hall of Famer.
I mean, his potential Hall of Famer.
I mean, he's 1-for-1 in Hall of Fame years.
Yeah.
That's true.
I would guess
it's 1-for-1.
Next year, hopefully he's 2-for-2.
Yeah. He's on a Hall of Fame track. I mean, so was Donovan McNabb, and it all fell apart. So, you know.
It all fell apart for him when he got traded here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Happened to a lot of guys.
When Andy Reid bamboozled the team
during the Snyder era, a lot of the guys they brought in turned into pumpkins once they got here.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I think that time is done now.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're getting guys on the...
Yeah, there were pros, and then there were duds.
We're getting guys on the come-up now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Got real adults in charge.
Your biggest challengers to the Eagles per CBS Sports. You're right. Kansas City. I don't know why. I looked at it a couple times. I didn't see Kansas City.
I mean, they got to be in there.
Thank you, Cakes.
No. I don't know, man. I'm looking at the list again, Jason. The guy writes, why no Chiefs? Well, it's pretty simple. Even though Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are plenty of locks to make noise in January, their lofty 2024 win total proved misleading on the biggest stage when they were thoroughly and historically embarrassed. So they didn't make the list.
They're right
according
there.
According to this. All right. I don't know.
You want to look at the list?
Read a different article.
Kansas City Chiefs. Boom, boom, boom.
Right. I mean, I'm not making this up, but.
You got a hurting computer.
But the Bills were 5. The Lions were 4.
Yep.
At number 3 was the Rams, the Bengals 2, and the Washington Commanders by CBS Sports.
Number
deemed the
one.
Most likely to dethrone the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up next, we're going to give you a chance to win that $100 gift card on a game show Wednesday. We're going to play Junkies Trivia, 800-636-1067. We're going to reward our most loyal listeners next here on the Junkies.